You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host, Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Mary Mary with God and Me, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
She knows.
Hi, guys. This is Kim Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hey, how are you? I'm turning pages, glory to glory, from faith to faith. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on, hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. I am forgetting what's behind me. I am finally decided I'll be moving on. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my review can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. I
Jonathan McReynolds featuring Molly Music with Moving On, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Philippians 3:12-14 declares, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid a hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the mark for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you to think forward. Oftentimes we stay stuck on the things we have been through and past experiences. While it is vital to come to a resolution and deal with the things that we've encountered and faced in our past, it is equally important to move forward. Cambridge Dictionary defines forward thinking as the act of thinking about planning for the future, not just the present. No matter what we have been through, we have things to look forward to accomplishing. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. What's ahead of you is brighter and more beautiful than you could possibly imagine. Take those dreams and goals and aspirations off the shelf, dust them off, and get to work. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tune in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. All month long, our show theme is growth, grace, and grit. We know you are going to enjoy today's special guest. But first, here's Kiara Sheard with Flaws.
Don't listen enough. Sometimes it's way too easy for me to be myself, but sometimes I hate the way I look when I look in the mirror. One look from you, I know my flaws.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, The Runner's Block. Yesterday, I had a proud mommy moment. Prayerfully, throughout the years, God has given us testimony after testimony when it comes to parenting. I see my prayers coming to life right before my eyes often, and I know that it is nothing but God's grace and glory shining through our young ones. But yesterday felt a little different. Our youngest daughter, who is slightly competitive, I mean, she gets upset when she is not on the leaderboard on the game Kahoot or many of the games we play. But yesterday I watched her and carefully observed every move she made to take on the challenge of competing in her first track meet. She had only practiced maybe 4 times. She'd never really watched runners compete, but she watched her friend earn several medals on yesterday. And yes, she did earn one in shot put, which none of us have ever tried before in life, but she was there for it all. My husband and I kept telling her what she might expect during the day. She even accidentally ran the 100-meter dash twice. And every time I asked her, was she having a good time? She said yes. Mind you, this is the same child who did not want to go to one of the practices this past week. Looking back, the whole encounter reminds me of James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. How many times have we, as adults, thrown in the towel when things get tough? Our 8-year-old was next to last on most of the races she ran, but she never gave up, nor was her spirit crushed. It was as if, in an instant, we watched our daughter grow up overnight. In the middle of hundreds of people, she found her own way. We reflect God's character when we persevere through growth, grace, and grit. He has called us to become fully mature, lacking nothing in him. The definition of maturity is fully developed physically, full grown, or having reached the most advanced stage in the process. One of the things in running that our daughter has to learn is to look forward and not back. After the races were done, I asked her, if Jesus was standing right in front of you, would you look back or would you run toward him? The finish line of salvation leads us to life eternal. Of course, she said, run toward him. While track and field is a sport we take part in here on earth, the symbolism of the runner's race is a great tool to explain to others the glory of God and the necessary reasons we should condition ourselves spiritually and physically and develop a relationship with God and those who seek him in order to establish boundaries and grow into full maturity. Philippians 3:12-16 says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let us all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. But we must hold on to the progress we have already made. Every time our daughter performed yesterday, I said to her, just as I do when they go to school, Philippians 4:13. Let us block out the distractions and take our place on the runner's block. Let us all develop an I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us mindset so that we can persevere to the end. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And we are so excited because we are with the lovely Mercedes McDowell. Good evening and welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Emily. I'm so blessed and honored to be here. I'm excited to see what comes about from our chat today.
Awesome, awesome. So we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. So tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so, oh Lord, I'm a Midwestern girl, but I've traveled all over. I've lived in LA and Atlanta and Memphis. I believe that everything that I do is ministry based. So even though like I'm in an industry, which I'm an actor, so I'm in an industry which would be considered, you know, secular or whatever, the intentions of my heart are kingdom focused. And so, but I am an actor and I've been acting for 8 years now. I've been in a number of shows. I've been in Blackish. I've been in the Originals, The Resident. This summer, an episode that I'm in for Why Women Kill will air. Also, Heels will air. I was in a recent Christmas movie this past Christmas called A Christmas for Mary with Vivica A. Fox and Jack A. Harry. And I've been in this, you know, that's just, it's my passion, it's my love, it's my joy as far as, you know, producing art and my purpose here on earth. I believe I'm here as a creator, as an artistic mind. Telling stories, and I believe everybody's story deserves to be heard, no matter what viewpoint it is. So, yeah.
Actually, I saw that movie, Something About Mary. Not Something About Mary, but The Christmas, but I saw that movie. That was a very phenomenal movie, and
awesome.
It was on the OWN Network, correct?
Yeah, OWN Network, yep.
Awesome.
Oprah Network.
Good. So I am Deanne Lex. I'm co-host. I'm actually mommy tasking here today at a track meet for my daughter, her first one. But I definitely want to make time because I know you are an amazing actress. I'm sorry. And as they would say, up and coming, because I'm sure you've done this for years. But, you know, when people don't know who you are, they're like, up and coming. Girl, you
right.
You're
right.
Doing a thing. So who, as a child, who was your... favorite, or who inspired you to become an actress?
I would say Dorothy Dandridge. Learning her story inspired me to become an actor. Seeing how she was able to break barriers in a time where black actors were it was a rare occasion to see a black actor grace the screen during her time. And you know, she was obviously, she was very fair-skinned and was able to break some barriers that way. But even then, she was still treated like a black woman, you know, which she is a black woman, but treated in a way that was substandard as far as how other people are treated, like white people back in the day. And so I appreciated watching her story. And I saw the movie where Halle Berry played her. And I was like, it was a tragedy, obviously, the way that she died young, but it was like so much unused talent, untapped talent that was still there. And I believe that the world was robbed in a way and really missed out on something phenomenal and great because of one, a lot of discrimination that she could have, if there was no discrimination, then she could have reached even higher barriers. And then also because she died so young, and it's like, and to think about the different like mental health issues that plagued our community that resulted from oppression, but also just being human beings. So we have not just the issue of like being a human being and being fallible in this world and having to deal with trials and tribulations, but we also have systemic oppression that plagues us every day. And that's a mental health crisis in and of itself, like, because we have to deal with that and we have to figure out a way to survive despite. And I feel like I don't really know what caused her to turn to the different methods that she used to cope, which ended up, you know, resulting in her death. But I mean, obviously, you know, anybody who's struggling with in that area probably is struggling in mental health. And so I guess as a young girl, I could see that. I saw all that. I didn't really know what it all meant, but I could empathize with her story. And
yeah.
And it made me want to be like her, but you know, with better coping mechanisms.
Yeah. Now, who introduced you to Dorothy Dandridge films? Because I mean, we're in our 40s, and I remember thinking kind of like that as when I was younger, like, oh wow, she had a very interesting story. But you're even younger than we are. So who introduced you to Dorothy Dandridge and people from those decades?
Yeah, I'll give credit to my mother.
Okay,
so,
my mom,
she's the one that introduced me to Dorothy. Both of my parents, though, were always listening to old school music, at least what I call old school, and watching old school films. And, you know, so I was always, I mean, even amongst, like, my peers, like, I always felt like more of an older soul.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? I'm also a former pageant queen, and I competed in a variety of pageants.
Nice.
So within the context of our theme, growth, grace, and grit, what was your pageantry experience like before and during your reign as Miss Black USA 2018?
I'll start with grace. It was always my MO to grace the stage, to be the most graceful on the stage. So even if I didn't win or whatever, like, I wanted to make sure that when I came out there, especially when I was, I competed in primarily white pageants. Like, they were predominantly white pageants before. So the USA system is white predominantly. We've had some black queens, but we know what it is. And then yeah, so we know. And so, you know, and I've competed in some Christian pageants and some that are also international pageants too. But they're still predominantly white, and so it's just like not that much diversity. But in that, I wanted to make sure I represented well. And so when it came to the aspect of grace, it was to hold on right quick.
Okay.
Let me tell some people that I'm in a room. Okay, so yeah, so when it came to representing women who look like me and being a representation for young girls who look like me and might be looking up to me, I always wanted to represent well. So I would choose my wardrobe accordingly. I remember when I competed in Miss Indiana USA, I wore a long, I don't know what I was thinking, but it was so cute. It was like this, my bathing suit was a one piece and long sleeves. And that's not because, I'm all about, you know, the liberation of the woman's body. Like, I'm all for it. But, like, at that moment in time in my life, like, I had an issue with, because the pageant was associated with Donald Trump and how he treats women, I had an issue with it because I felt like that their particular way of going about the bikini aspect of the pageant wasn't in alignment with how I wanted to be perceived as a woman or the message that I wanted to tell as a young woman in pageantry. So I walked out how I walked out, and I did make it into the finalist, but I didn't win. Of course I didn't win, but I did, you know, I stood my ground and I maintained my integrity. So I'll say grace was definitely always at the forefront. And as far as grit, girl, you got to have it, because this is not, when you think about pageants, I was thinking about this the other day because I had a young woman reach out to me to coach her, and I'm for that, you know. But you have to think about the system that you're in, because you are competing to represent a particular system, and so regardless of the message you want to tell, it's like a job interview. And so if you want to represent this job, then you have to look the part, play the part of whatever they're looking for. It's not about like what your standard of beauty is or what your standard of grace is or your standard of success or whatever. If they're looking for your eccentric standard of beauty, then you're gonna have to figure out a way to wear a wig and look at, you know, if they're looking for ethnic, it doesn't matter. Whatever they're looking for, do that. If you're trying to if you're just trying to compete, then do your thing, girl. A lot of people do that. They compete and they go home and they do their thing. But grit, it takes a lot of grit to be able to go into a pageant and fight for the crown in a very polite and graceful way, but also to, you know, but to keep your self-esteem, you know, to keep your integrity as a person. So you go out and you leave better than you came, because it's a lot. It's very easy to fall into a trap and to not leave better than you came in a pageant system. And I think that especially the Miss Black USA pageant, there was a time where, like, our pageant week was so much fun. It was like the funnest pageant I've ever been in. It was so much fun. Like, we really got together and it felt like a sisterhood. It did not feel like we were trying to, like, nobody was trying to sabotage the other person, or like nobody was, like, no one was being like, oh, this is like my clique and we don't really know you, you know. Yeah. It was very inviting, and like everybody just was there and nobody knew who was going to win, so it's just like, it is right. What it is. So it's beautiful. With some pageant systems, it's kind of like, you know, they would know, some of the girls would know, like, oh, this is her year. It's like, how do you know? Yeah. And why would you say 3,000?
You get a vibe. Right. Yeah, and it's all money, you know, because I remember I did one of the, I believe it was the America system. I can't remember if it was America or USA, but I believe it was the America system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, when you do it at the very local level and it's the city level, and then they pick hundreds of girls. Like, we were at this small hotel or whatever, and they had hundreds of us from cities. You know how they do it, like, little suburbs, Miss So-and-So. So there may have been 4 or 5 black girls.
Yep.
Out of the probably 15 girls that they picked, they did not pick one of us. And so, you know, I don't like the pageant system because of that, but it is a good start. If you want to know about equal opportunity and where there's no justice and you don't understand the reasons why, the girl who won that pageant, she actually, that was her first pageant. So I think a lot of them were shocked. She was used to just, oh, I'm living off my name and off my money and all of that. But she is, but you know, it's difficult to do those pageants and to not lose your cool and to feel like, oh, did I do my best? And I wish I had participated in the Black America one, because I'm sure I would have felt the camaraderie. But in the other system, it is. I had to have one of my friends who was not in a pageant. I had to have her. I said email them and let them know how their webpage doesn't have any diversity on it. She did it too. I'm very militant. I'm like, look, we gonna start a diversity war here. Look. Because it was all white girls on their page, no black girls. So,
yeah.
You know.
And it's all about awareness, especially for us and protecting our own, because
it
when it comes
and they
to
wonder
that,
why.
Huh? Yeah.
And they wonder why we have to have one.
Because you know, like, how would you have known going into that system that it wasn't an equal opportunity? You wouldn't have known
exactly.
That. You know,
exactly.
Or you wouldn't have paid your money. You know, but they're
right.
Okay taking the money, but they don't want to put a black face on it. I mean, whatever. I'll stop. But, you know, I mean, they'll take it. But I have an issue with that. If you know good and well, like, that goes with any industry. If you know
exactly.
That this individual is not going to make it, and,
yeah.
And whatever it is that you guys, whatever standard you guys have to judge them by, you know that this person does not fit the T. Let them flourish somewhere else. Do not take their money bring them in and pretend like this is an equal opportunity when it is not. That is not okay.
It's not. And then don't question why do we have to have black anything.
Right.
Because, yes.
Exactly.
I mean, we can get off that topic. We can go on and on all day with that. So we'll go on to the next.
Okay. Right. So you needed to share with us about growth. Did you get that one in?
I wasn't finished with grit, but
go ahead. No. I'll go ahead.
I had one statement to make.
Proceed.
Just,
where you are.
I just had one statement to make about it. Because with that, there was one night. It was the night before the pageant. Because every night we kind of got together and did some stuff. And the night before the pageant, for some reason, the girls wanted to have a party together. And I opted out, and it was like, well, I love y'all. I just met y'all a week ago, but I feel connected. I feel the sisterhood.
I'm going to stay in my room and I'm going to prep for this pageant. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure my poem is, because I did a spoken word, so I'm going to make sure my poem is on point. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do what it takes. And I stayed up all night just working on that while they were out having a good time. And it showed, you know, I mean, and I ended up in, you know, so that's it. That's grit. You know, so sometimes you have to make the hard decisions in order to come out with what you want, to come out on top, you know. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that they guarantee that I came out on top, but that is something I did differently.
That was smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with growth, I'll say, like, well, Deanne was even talking about growth. It's like you learn from experience, whether it was a great outcome or a negative outcome, it becomes positive either way because you grow from it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't get what you came there for, you're going to get a lesson out of it. So yeah. I believe that goes with anything in life.
Yeah,
but pageantry just happens to be what we're talking about.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
You can grow from any situation. It depends on your mindset and your mentality, on how you choose to respond after.
Right.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yep. This is my, like I said earlier, this is my baby's first track when she's 8. So I hope she grows a lot from this, because no, she has not placed in either race, you know. But she's the guy who has to win everything. So I'm like, ma'am. So, but she's handling up. She's drawing on me. She's like, okay, when is the next race? And what are we going to get after we leave here? But
that's
she did
good.
Get first. Yeah, she did get first place in Shopper, though. But I want to ask you, so you've been working with some real heavy hitters and in entertainment. And to us, they're A-list community. I know, you know, we're talking about the race, you know, maybe not in some other areas. They may not be considered A-list, but they're A-listers to us. You were on the set of Black-ish. You got a chance to be one of the shows. How was it working on the set of Black-ish?
It was amazing with capital letters. I'll say everyone that I communicated with was down to earth, very inviting. They had their makeup artists and hair team were all Black women.
Whoa.
And yeah, so you know that had to do with the cast probably like having to say like, hey, we need some people to kind of know how to do our hair, know about mm-hmm. our skin tones, our types, all that. So that was kind of, that was a breath of fresh air, because I've been on all kinds of sets that is like, I'm like, well, y'all got my shade? But now,
right.
most mainstream shows have our shades too now, but there were times when it was suspect. So, but that was great. And one of my favorite people to work with on that particular set was Jill Scott. She was
She was wonderful.
So beautiful inside and out. And Jennifer Lewis, like they were both so beautiful inside and out. And Jill was like, she had another level of humility.
Yes,
I just haven't seen from people who are of her status ever.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was just like, she was like so welcoming, like come and sit right by you and just talk to you. And Jennifer, she was hilarious. And so it was just like, it was just nice to vibe with like really nice and genuine people, especially in our industry where it's a lot of take. I love that they were willing to give a little bit of themselves on set.
I used to work for the Tom Joyner Foundation, and I saw Jill Scott a lot, one time in particular backstage. Amazing, sweet, like, wait, hi, you know, very pleasant. And as a matter of fact, the headliner, she upstaged the headliner. Everybody was ready to go after she got off stage because she rocked the house. So, yes. So you got to be on that show where they celebrated Black History.
It was my hair day.
So, okay.
Yeah, it was for hair. So she did like a little musical breakout, and she had like a big old hair.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was in the salon that was talking to Marseille Martin about Marseille Martin's character, about like trying to get her to do locks. Because at the time I had locks, so I combed out my locks last summer. But at the time I had locks in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so they booked me as the lactician in the salon. And so I would talk to them about trying to get basically Marcy Martin's character to get locks, but she didn't know what to do with her hair.
Oh, that was so cute.
It was so cute, though.
It is. All right. Emily?
Okay. All right. So our next question is, tell us a little bit about your nonprofit organization, Flawless Grace.
Yeah. So Flawless Grace, Inc. was formed a few years back, and I initially formed it for discipleship purposes because I had just gotten out of a discipleship training program in Memphis, mm-hmm. and I learned, like, I had never heard of discipleship or I heard a disciple, you know, mm-hmm. like the 12 disciples. But that's pretty much it. I was like, oh, there's a whole discipleship, okay, that we mm-hmm. can actually do. All right. So, so what did you say, Deanne?
No, I just said, right, exactly.
Right. Exactly. So it was like, okay, so like learning that, like, it's not about like just preaching at people and like throwing them a Bible, but walking through life with them
mm-hmm.
and like, walking through life with you. So when I'm in Indiana, I'm with my brothers at a house, like we have a house in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you hear some stuff, then it'll be one of them. But
life goes on.
Virtual life, COVID life.
Right. Real life shows.
Right. Okay. So what was I talking about?
We were
Flawless Grace.
You're nonprofit.
So with discipleship, it's like walking through life with people, like actually like showing them like how you live your life and like allowing that to be an example. And so I wanted to do Flawless Grace for a young girl, because growing up, like, I never felt like there was a place in ministry that catered to us. Like, you had children's church and vacation Bible school, but I didn't want any parts of any of that. So, like, I had to go, but I wasn't about that life, you know? Like, please don't quiz me on the commandments or where the scripture is or none of that. Don't do that to me, you know what I'm saying? And so it didn't feel like it was actually catered to what I needed as an individual. And so with Flawless Grace, I wanted to do that. And because I'm such a active person and I'm into the arts, I was like, oh, I'll do stuff with the arts and like activity based. And so that's what we did. So we did archery every day. We had we would do puzzles, we'd do painting, we'd write poetry together, all types of things to just make sure that the girls were engaged and really able to express who they were as an individual person. And we would have some scripture analysis as well. So it wasn't like Bible study, it was like actual like scripture analysis, and then I'll give them memory verses to take, and then they come back and they'll be able to recite it as they came in. And so that's kind of what I started it as, and that was our Flawless Grace boot camp. And then I got into a school. Yeah, so we did a boot camp, and I'm going to revamp the boot camp, but I've been traveling so much and doing the acting stuff, so I had to pause for a second. But we'll bring you back. But it's going to look a little different. But then I went into a school, and with the school system, you can't, like, really proselytize, so it's more so, like, if a scripture comes up, it comes up, but it's not like you're trying to, like, teach people, like, Christianity or anything like that. It's more like teaching them life skills. So we went about it the life skills way and still doing arts, and we did, like, interview prep and hygiene, so we give the girls, like, all these different, like, toiletries and stuff to make sure that they were, because it's inner city, you know, so make sure that they were mm-hmm. equipped to take care of themselves. And so just listening to the needs of the market that I was in, so the girls that I was working with, and then finding resources in my community, or in my community meaning my peers or people that I know, and like trying to figure out a way to meet those needs for those girls. So that's what it turned into for through the school system, as well as a sisterhood bonding with like opportunity with like artistic exercises. And then I ended up having a sisterhood retreat, and this was super cool. So we did like, it was like an overnight retreat, so we did like a rope course, so like they were like climbing, like swinging and stuff on, it was like all this like bungee type of stuff, and like like team building exercises at a camp that was like maybe like 40 minutes away, but it's kind of like in a remote type of area. And we did like bonfire and storytelling and had a guy come in and he shared, he did share the gospel, but using like an artistic means, so like something with some rocks and stuff. It was like really cool stuff. So that's kind of like what my mindset was for Flawless Grace, was to give girls an artistic, liberating way to express themselves and to receive, mentorship, to receive a segue into what the gospel really is and what that looks like in your life. And to have people walk alongside them that get what it means, like what it means to be maybe the oddball out. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all right to be the odd one. Okay. We actually make it okay in life. So
yes,
yeah.
We do.
So that's right. Right. We make it. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay, mm-hmm. So there we go. It's a three-way
eyeball.
Absolutely. I have never fit
exactly.
In.
I never wanted to.
Right.
Right.
That part.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, awesome. I really like that. What I really like about it is that even though you're climbing steps on your way to where to your destination, that you're still making time for other young ladies to get where they are going as well. That's honorable. And now, how old are the young ladies? What age does it start at?
Yeah, so my youngest girl was 8.
Oh.
And my oldest girl was 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is this again?
So, well, we're based, Flawless Grace is based in Indiana.
Okay.
But it's, so all of the boot camps, the retreats, everything happens in Indiana. However, because I've been able to plant some roots in different areas like Atlanta and LA and Memphis, and I even have some roots in Florida, I've got some people who are interested in jumping on board to try to expand into a virtual network that allows us to have like Flawless Grace virtually, but also we'll get together and still do retreats. So we'll all just kind of like meet at a centralized location. So I'm working on that, figuring out where that centralized location would be. Yeah.
All right, we need to connect after this. Texas, I know Texas is, maybe that could be another hub.
Absolutely. Why not?
So,
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Let's connect after this about that.
Yes,
put the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, we'll send a message to you in a few days about that, because I think there's some opportunity here. You know, it's so funny because we're originally from Dallas, Texas, and there have been organizations, the school I used to work at where my kids attend, there have been organizations that have come out of Florida who have actually come to work with the kids in school there. And I know I have a young cousin. She just moved from Louisiana. She had her own nonprofit for girls in Louisiana, but she's here now. But I still work in nonprofit in a lot of areas, and I see that there is still a major need to get our girls. I'm at this track meet right now, and so many young girls are crying out for help. You know, I'm a cheer coach, and I'm just looking at them like, hey, I need y'all on my team, because by the time you get to be a teenager and we having to deal with attitude and all of this and that, we got molding to do. We got some molding. And like I just saw a little girl who was probably about 11 or 12 push a little girl in the head and call her B. And I looked at her and I shook my head and I said, no. I had my mask on, but I was like, no. So you can't, it's like the work, you know, people might be like, the government might be like, oh, we're giving money to all these nonprofits, whatever. The work has to be done. It has to be done, because, you know, these kids are crying out and they need it. So, we're going to connect.
Which nonprofits are they giving it to? But anyway.
Right. That's another story.
I have a good, really, really good friend who's like on the ground, grassroots levels, always working in our communities here.
Mm-hmm.
And she works primarily like where there are like food deserts and like just really like impoverished communities. Mm-hmm. And like the way that she does her work and the organizations that she partners with is like seeing what the needs of the communities are, working with the communities to meet those needs. A lot of times we get these people who come in with a savior mentality and try to just do what they think fits the community or is best for the community, and they have no clue. And
at all.
They end up doing more damage than good.
Yeah.
And they're not there to stay long anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's like a whole issue.
Yeah. And sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's us. We get to the point where like we come in and it's like you forgot or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That savior concept. I know it's definitely on the other end. I've worked in nonprofit for about 20 years or so now. It's horrible. It's horrible. So we need to start getting out here. Those who have a heart to serve. Listening audience, if you have a heart to serve, serve, please.
Yes.
Because our kids need it desperately. Don't look at them like, oh, they're troublemakers. They are just like you were as kids. They just need the attention and the support and the love and the nurturing and the discipline.
Yes.
So please do not give up on our babies.
Yes. And it's okay to... Like, another thing is, like, people have so many great ideas and with not a lot of follow through, but but a part of it is because of, like, the manpower behind it, you know? If like, you might, like, that might actually be your gift. You may be a visionary. Praise the Lord for your gift. Please partner with somebody
who
is an organizer. Partner with somebody who is resourceful. Partner with people who can get the job done. Because you have
step-by-step process.
We don't all have to have individual nonprofits. We could be working together on
each
other.
That's what I'm thinking. Why not? If we do, like, why not join forces?
It's okay.
Like, I'm not too prideful to join Flawless Grace up with another nonprofit that's doing something that has a similar vision. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why we'll definitely be talking.
Okay, here we are. Did you already ask the question, Emily? Okay. Next step. Where can our audience find out more about Ms. McDowell here, and what are your next steps? What big projects do you have coming up?
You can find me on my website. It's www.heysadies.com. So hey, like hey girl, H-E-Y, and then Sadies is my last part of my name. So C-E is in Edward, D is in dog, E is in Edward, D is in Zebra.com. I have said that a lot. Or on Instagram at heysadies, H-E-Y-C-E-D-E-Z. So either of those places is fine. Check me out. I will always respond and always like to chat it up with people and see where their heads are at and just kind of see what their needs are out here. And if there's any way that I can help, then I will help. So next step for me, I just got out of American Conservatory Theater semester program, which is the same place where Denzel Washington went to ACT, Elizabeth Banks went to ACT, and I freaking love her. I love them both. Nicolas Cage went to ACT. And so those are all some heavy hitters that are obviously phenomenal actors. And for me to even have gotten accepted, I was so grateful.
That is a blessing.
This was the last week of classes for that. And it was intense, but the growth was exceptional. I definitely feel like a very confident artist. And my work speaks for itself right now, you know, like, so if I get something, I'm like, my work speaks for itself. The training has gotten me to another level in what I'm able to produce as an actor. And I'm really excited to be able to share that gift with other people in the world. So that's something that I just came off of, and I will continue my training. So I'm going to be training likely with Second City. I've already taken a class with them, and Second City is like, Second City and the Groundlings in like maybe UCD are like top like improv schools. And so if you think of people like Key and Peele, they went to Second City. And I'm pretty sure they probably did their sketch classes. So Second City is something I feel like will allow me to come out of my artistic level even more, because I do more drama and I do really well with the drama genre.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like comedic acting, I'm fine with it, but at the same time, there's a lot of times where they want you to just improv and come off the cuff. So yeah. I want to see if I can, how much training and like how much, like how well I can get as an improv artist. And so on Why Women Kill, there was one of their series regulars was talking to me, and she said that she went through their conservatory and it changed her life. And I thought, well, that's probably the goal for me, is to be able to do something like that. I'm always listening to what people have done, who are where I want to be. And I'm going to do it. You know, so I got to know. You know, so it's like, you did that? That sounds right. Good. I'll do that. You know, because people often say, like, there's no formula to success as far as, like, being an actor, especially, because it's not like, you know, you can get your your degree as like a neonatologist and all of a sudden you got a job at the NICU, duh. But like with an actor, like the steps is kind of like, it's like all these different paths, but it's kind of like not though. Like it's kind of like, you know, there's also like the straightforward keep going path, and that's kind of where I'm at. So I have 4 auditions I have to get in. I had 2 due today. I already did those. So I have like 2 more due on Monday. And then I have more than 4 auditions, but that's.
You know, internet.
I was listening to this sermon by some evangelical pastor or something that a friend sent me. And he was talking about hoping versus believing. He was like, well, if you hope it ain't going to happen. I'm like, he came from my whole heart, because I hope a lot, you know. He was like, but believing requires action. It requires you having the state of mind that it will definitely happen. And I'm like, okay, I'm working on that, because for me, I feel like if you just work towards something, then hopefully you get it. And if you don't, then you just have to be okay with being able to switch, you know, path or whatever that looks like, or evolve, maybe another path.
Opens. Right.
You know, that you never even thought of, you never dreamed of. So that's kind of been my MO when it came to this.
Mm-hmm.
But now I guess I got to just believe it, because that's what he said.
Well, you know,
so I'm going to see the scripture back.
Right. And you know, like with this growth and fixed mindset, like the deal is with the growth mindset is it hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen, but it just hasn't happened yet. And so, you know, I like your approach. And because now I'm hitting the ground, I'm like, all people can do is tell me no. If they say no, then that's the worst. I mean, they're not going to fight me. If they fight me, then we got an issue. We got a whole other issue.
Please don't do that.
Exactly. All they're going to do is say yes or no. So ask, go for it. I like the growth. I like the fact that you're continuing to move and study and perfect your craft, because you could stay still and just be like, I know I can act. I know I can do it. And remain where you are and not grow and do just, you know, the bare minimum, but perfect your craft. Yeah, that's what it takes. That's that grit, grace, grit, growth, you know, mindset.
Yeah.
Continue doing it.
Yeah.
Continue. And we look forward to seeing you.
Name.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. That's Emily.
Yes.
So, yes. We look forward to seeing you on the big screen, and we'll go back and, you know, watch. Emily's a teacher, so
she's
in the classroom all the time, and I have 2 contracts and a family, and I'm like, but I'm going to catch up on all the shows and all the movies. I was actually, Women Who Kill, what station does that come on?
Because I think it's on CBS. So I'm pretty sure it's on CBS.
Okay. Okay.
But when I'm in a show, I usually don't watch it.
Right.
I'll just catch my scene, like try to catch my scene, but that's it. I don't know why that is about me. Maybe I'll grow
that's a lot
out
of
that, but that's how I
just leave it on the stage.
Yeah.
I do. I leave it. I can't do nothing about it now.
Right.
So hopefully
right.
It turns out great. Bye.
Exactly.
I did my part.
I did my part. Look. Yeah. That's a lot of people. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, but I forgot about this, because they have postponed it so many times, but there's just and that happens on this industry. You'll book a film and it might not shoot when you thought. This film was supposed to shoot like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Protector of the Gods, and it's produced by Hill Harper.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a major film, but it just hasn't come out yet, and I was like, so I'm laughing because a thought came in my head that was like, there was a part of me that was thinking, is God postponing this so I can grow into a better person before this happened? Like, what's going on, God? Are you coming? She ain't ready yet. Postpone it some more. She ain't ready for life. but yeah, that I am. I have booked that film, so hopefully that does get, you know, produced and shot and edited and put out there for the world to see soon.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, we're definitely up and watch. I'm excited. So thank you for sharing your life story with us. We will keep it close. We will, because we definitely want to bring about change and work and with our young people. So and I think they will listen to you. You tell them, you throw out some of them names, and they'll be like, okay, what you say now?
Right. All you need is a couple every year. They're like, oh, see my who? Oh, see me, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I can
you, my girl.
Right.
But no, I really look forward to working with you guys. Like, seriously, whatever. If I can partner with somebody who has a heart for the youth, a heart for the advancement of our people, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The right ones.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mercedes. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We want to thank Mercedes McDowell again for joining the Brand New Day family today. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited to be celebrating 11 years of We Talk Radio this month. Here's G.I. with Pray Don't Worry.
Give me a mountain and I promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried. Right over like a game of limbo. I get down low. I ain't worried. Cause worrying only makes you feel you can't win. And when you feel it down, remember you can. Show you a fight, cause I ain't worried, yeah. If I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water. I ain't worried, no, 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 no. Cause worrying only makes you feel you can't win. Cause when you're feeling down, remember you can't.
Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was Kim Washington with Worth Living For. It's time for our Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to ask you a question. How do you see? May is Healthy Vision Month, and the National Eye Institute, NEI, wants us to join them in bringing awareness about health equity and healthy vision. This year's theme is Eye on Health Equity. NEI is putting a spotlight on the importance of increasing diversity in the eye health field and how that can help everyone have an equal chance for healthy vision. NEI is also sharing simple steps we can all take to protect our vision. Check out some simple ways you can participate in Healthy Vision Month. Share testimonials from diverse eye health professionals. NEI spoke with professionals about how increasing diversity and representation can improve eye health outcomes and promote health equity. Read their testimonials and share them with your network. Find organizations that are dedicated to promoting health equity and helping people protect their eye health. Spread the word about simple steps everyone can take to protect their vision. Check out NEI's sample social media messages and shareable graphics. Promote NEI's healthy vision resources. Share these resources to help everyone learn how to protect their eye health. Together, we can work toward more equitable eye care and help everyone learn how to protect their vision. For more information, log on to the National Eye Institute's website. That's our Live Smart segment.
This song goes out to every survivor, everyone who's come through something so great. You didn't know if you would make it, but you did. Every believer who's been waiting and living this life, expecting the promises of God to come to pass. Everyone who's been holding out, standing strong. This is the start of your better days. Your time is here. Sunlight has come.
Sunlight has come. I'm out of the rain.
This is the start of my better days. It's been a long journey, but the
sunlight has come. I'm out of the rain.
Today is the start of my better day. Will you sing it with us? Decree it.
Sunlight
has come. I'm out of the rain.
I'm out of the rain.
This is the start.
This is the start of my
better day. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm out of the rain.
I'm out of the rain.
This is the start. Today.
My better day.
Better day.
Better day.
Say it with us. Come on, come on.
Better day.
Decree it. Better day.
Better day.
Starting here. Starting now.
Better day.
There's a new peace, new joy in my better day.
Better day.
New way of thinking in my better day.
Better day.
New deliverances in my better day.
Better day.
And we want to know one thing. Can you see it?
Can you see it?
Can you reach out and touch it?
Can you touch it?
You've been in the storm.
Even though you've been in the storm so long.
You passed the test.
You passed the test.
Hey.
But you did your best.
Can you hear it in the spirit?
Can you hear it?
Can you feel it coming?
Can you feel it?
It's so real. So real.
It's so real in my soul.
I know. Praise him now.
Hey,
cause it's here. It's right here. It's time to walk into it. Better day. You've been waiting. You've been fasting. You've been crying. You've been praying. You've been seeking.
Better day.
no matter what you've done to me.
God's healing my hurt, won't lay there.
See that seat to the left.
Dr. Jatan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Families segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. I am so happy to speak with you tonight. It is just a joy and a pleasure to be with you this evening. And I just have one thing to say, because this is going to be a very fun Fearless Family segment. Almost there. Yes, we are almost there. We are almost to the finish line. Oh my goodness. School has seemed like 2 years in one. Our kids were sent home abruptly during the spring of last year due to the coronavirus pandemic, and some of us are still doing virtual school. We went back on April 12th with our kids, but oh my gosh, this has been a long school year, and we're just so grateful to God that he has given us the stamina, the endurance. We're talking about running races, track meets, growth, grace, and grit. Hey, parents, we persevered. Teachers, we persevered. Administrators, we persevered. So we just thank God for his strength and his mercy and his grace through it all, because some of us have really endured not just the school, but with sickness and health issues, and some of it may be COVID-related, some not. With people around us dying, and you know, COVID has been very serious. So this is a very serious matter. And the fact that our children were able to get through this very serious time. God, he has blessed them with some resilience. So I'm just gonna pray. And as we prepare for the summer, I pray that you have a wonderful vacation stored up. And look, vacation doesn't mean you have to get out and go somewhere, because I know we're still being safe, wearing our masks, getting vaccinated, whatever the case may be. But you could just stay in the house and just lay up. I know y'all have probably been in the house all year, but let's just figure out how to just get some rest. Remember, we can find rest. That was the topic of our sermon today in church. Find rest in him. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Let's give it to him, parents. Let's give it to him, teachers, administrators, everybody. Let's give it to God so that we can rest this summer. Encourage those kids to get that summer work done before school is out so that we can rest. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for keeping us this past school year. Thank you for helping us to endure, keeping us strong, giving us peace of mind in the midst of turbulence, Father. Lord, we pray that our children have maintained strong minds and strong bodies and have been able to cope during this season, Father. Lord, we thank you for the resilience that you've given them, Father. And we pray that you make them strong, continue to make them strong, continue to give them the knowledge, intelligence, and wisdom that only you can provide, Father, Lord Jesus. And as their parents, Father, give us all that we can to reflect and to pour into them, Father. And as their teachers, the same thing, Father. Lord, we ask that as we prepare for the closing of the school year, Father, we pray that you just continue to be with us, keep us safe and protected from all harm and danger. Some of our kids will not in school until June, God. Lord, we just ask that you give them the stamina and the endurance to continue until then, Father. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. If we are planning vacations of any kind, Lord, we pray that we are being smart, that we are practicing discernment, and that we are asking for your wisdom to lead us and direct us into where you want us to go, to find physical rest here on this planet Earth, Father. And Lord, we promise to give you all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor as you continue to keep us and protect us and sustain us until we go into another school year. So God, we just thank you and we praise your name. And I pray for each and every person listening. It could be a grandparent. It could be an aunt or uncle, who is taking care of their loved one, Lord. Lord, we pray for your perseverance. Lord, please don't let us get weary in doing good. Give us the strength and the stamina and the perseverance and the growth and the grit and the grace that only you can provide. help us to endure. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. So, parents, family members, whoever is out there and you're needing this prayer and you're wrapping up school and you're just like, Lord, hallelujah, we are ready to go and just take a break from it all. Look, we are right here with you. Continue listening to Brand New Day, Emily, throughout the summer. We are here with you. We might have to take a vacation every now and then because we're going to listen to what God says do, especially for our bodies, but we are here for you, and we've had a great school year, and we're going to continue to rock this thing to the end of the school year, and just, Emily, I'm proud of you. You made it, girl. All right, that's our Fearless Family segment. Love y'all.
Thank you so much, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Check out our website at www.brandnewdayemily.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us about how you are navigating your growth, grace, grit journey.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to all of the shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms.
Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Think Forward. Our Renewed Heart segment was The Runner's Block. Our Live Smart segment was How Do You See? Our Fearless Family segment was Almost There.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you, Lord, for this day. God, we thank you, Lord God, for getting us through another week. Gosh, we are in the fifth month. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your grace and mercy is endless, and we thank you for it, Lord God. It's new every morning, your grace. And so, God, we ask you to guide us through this week. Order our steps, order our words, let our words be seasoned with salt. God, we just pray for this nation. We pray for our government. We pray for our world. Well, we thank you for allowing us to be the best that you've created us to be, God. Thank you for stirring up the gift in us, oh God, so that we can be salt and light in someone's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We would like to leave you with an inspiring quote from Jonathan Majors. Growth is uncomfortable. You have to embrace the discomfort if you want to expand.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Lettucey featuring Kirk Franklin with If You Don't Mind.
Hit me!
Hey. If you don't mind, can I be far from perfect, just can I be me? Do you have time to see what a work in progress really means? Spend many a night on my knees, 'cause that's the key for me to be free. A thousand tears, a million no's, just some ingredients that help me to grow.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.